Investigate journalist Bob Woodward might not be the only member of the press to be bullied by the White House, not by a long shot. Now other reporters are speaking out, saying the same thing happened to me, only worse. Joining us now, one of those reporters, David Brody, chief political correspondent for the Christian Broadcast Network. David, you've had one-on-one with the presidents before, but you also know when the president, the other side of the White House, when you write something or do something they don't like. What's your experience?
Well, I got to tell you, Brian, there was this one incident, and it was back in 2009, April 2009. The Georgetown Cross story at the time, I don't know if you remember, but
sure.
President Obama went to speak at Georgetown, and they removed this, I say they, there was a removal of this monogram symbol that represented Jesus Christ, and a lot of conservatives, especially a lot of evangelical organizations, want to know, hey, wait a minute, what's going on? Why did the White House request the removal of this? Well, it's a long story. The bottom line is, I tried to get an answer on this. I just wanted a simple response. What was going on, and in essence, what started as just some verbal frustration by the White House that I would even want a response about this story turned into a full-fledged shouting match on the phone with some choice words, shall we say, and it escalated from there. Look, it was just a simple response, a simple statement we wanted from the White House, and instead it was a very prickly atmosphere there.
And then we find out as people come forward now, people from Jonathan Alter, who has been a friend to the White House, he's gotten frozen out because he did something or asked something they didn't like. You have the Daily Caller reporter Neil Monroe who's come forward. Ron Fournier as well has come forward. So this Bob Woodward, titan of investigative journalists coming forward, could be opening up the floodgates for a rebalancing of the relationship. Don't you agree?
I think absolutely to a degree. Look, when the whole Woodward thing came out, I said to myself, well, wait a minute. That sounds a little bit like what they were doing to me and a few other journalists as well. Look, I mean, this has been going on really as an MO, a method of operation by this White House since they started. I had four one-on-ones with Obama in 2008. Then I started to cover the White House in 2008 through 2010. And it seemed like there was just a turn in the relationship, not from any sort of personal, who cares about that? It was just more about a simple information that was needed. And it was guilt trip after guilt trip. And beyond that, then it started to turn into, like I said, some sort of such frustration by the White House. Like, why would you do something like this? And how dare you? And do you really want your journalistic career to be defined like this? I mean, gosh, it was like my mother giving me a guilt trip. I felt like I need to start a therapy session or something.
And you did hear, you know, people say, well, was Bob Woodward threatened? Was he not threatened? Bottom line is he was screamed out for 30 minutes for saying something that he knows for a fact was true. No matter how loud you yell at somebody, he's not going to change his mind if he thinks it's true. But I was staggered to see in one of these stories how many other reporters, like, for example, from The Atlantic, Connor Fredrickson, says he had a huge blow-up. You have CBS White House correspondent Bill Plant. He has had a big blow-up with the White House. What do you think could ever convince the White House to come aboard and understand that not everybody's going to agree with them on every issue?
Well, I think that train has left the station. I don't think there's anything that's going to convince them. Look, they are rabid defenders of this president. And let's be honest here. At the beginning, especially at the beginning of the President Obama's term, there was a lot of criticism coming from some, so to speak, far-right places. And I think they were trying to push back about that, on that big time. And I think they were overly sensitive when it came to that. So in their defense, I mean, that's their job, to be defenders of the president. That's exactly what they did. Sometimes look at it to a much different level.
Right, and there's consequences to that because you got the power of that typewriter and the television camera and the radio.